Given the current situation, I wanted to see if Our Lady had ever appeared in Ukraine, so I did some research. I found that it is reported on a few occasions that the Blessed Virgin Mary has appeared in Ukraine. And there are a couple that I found interesting, which I will go over in this video. From what I can tell, they are in that annoying category of not approved but not condemned either, so we can't say definitively that these are authentic. I normally don't bother with those apparitions, but again, given the current situation, I thought they were worth giving a look at. Keep in mind, these may not be authentic apparitions of our Blessed Mother, so we don't give them the same attention as we would Fatima or Our Lady of Good Success or Akita, for instance. It's just something to keep in the back of our minds. As usual, I will just give the messages and not go into too much detail about the apparitions. Our Blessed Mother said, "My daughter, you see I hold many graces for my children, which I am unable to give them because they do not ask for them. Our Father in heaven respects the freedom of his beloved sons and daughters. Only if you turn to me and ask, am I permitted to bless you with the graces my son has given me for each of you. I greatly desire to help sinners. The catastrophe is imminent, just as it was in the time of Noah. Many will die, not by flood, but by fire, because some of God's children have seriously disobeyed him. Their offense has consequences that will harm many innocent people. Never in history has humanity fallen so low. This is the age of the kingdom of Satan. From this mountain, I see the whole world and all its sinners. How God loves you, dear little children. How he longs to help you in your misery. From this spring of water, which flows here, I will give abundance to anyone who comes in a spirit of faith, with a repentant heart. Accept this gift and live as children of God, my dear little children." Many people started going to the grotto where the apparitions were happening and the spring. In 1955, St. Michael the Archangel appeared to the young girl in the grotto. He is described as shining like the sun with a flaming sword, which he brandished three times and in a sweeping gesture, leaving a trail of fire blazing through the heavens to eternity. Then the Blessed Mother appeared and said, "None of you cooperate with me or are willing to make reparations for the sins and insults to my son Jesus. Many who come here to this grotto do so out of curiosity. Their disbelief truly wounds my heart. Rome will be ruined and the Holy Father killed, but Rome will rise again and be renowned through my presence here on this mountain in Saredni. From this place, true faith will again spread throughout the whole world. There will be one church and one pontiff. There will be peace on earth, and mankind will marvel at my merciful heart." I find this one interesting because Our Lady is said to have appeared in two separate instances almost 80 years apart. First, in 1914, 2 weeks before the start of World War I, the Virgin Mary allegedly appeared to 22 people and said, "There will be a war. Russia will become a godless country. The Ukraine as a nation will suffer terribly for 80 years and will have to live through the world wars, but it will be free afterwards." Then in April of 1987, the Virgin Mary allegedly appeared above the Church of the Holy Trinity, where hundreds of thousands of people saw her. The apparitions went on until August of that same year, similar to what happened in Egypt in the late 1960s. What's interesting about this one is she actually spoke to the people, saying, "I have come on purpose to thank the Ukrainian people because you have suffered most for the Church of Christ in the last 70 years. I have come to comfort you and to tell you that your suffering will soon come to an end. Ukraine will become an independent state. Do not forget those who have died in the Chernobyl disaster. Forgive your enemies. Through you and the blood of the martyrs will come the conversion of Russia. Repent and love one another. Teach the children to pray. Teach them to live in the truth and live yourselves in the truth. Say the rosary. It is a weapon against Satan. He fears the rosary. Recite the rosary at any gathering of people. I have come to comfort you and to tell you that your suffering will soon end. I shall protect you for the glory and for the future of God's kingdom on earth, which will last for 1,000 years. The kingdom of heaven and earth is closest at hand. It will come only through penance and repentance of sins. This wicked world is feasting on depravity and impurity. Many lies are proclaimed against the truth. The innocent are condemned. Many come as false messiahs and false prophets. Be diligent, be on guard. The eternal God is calling you. This is why I have been sent to you. You and the Ukraine were the first nation to be entrusted to me. Throughout your long persecution, you have not lost faith, hope, love. I will always pray for you, my dear children, wherever you are. Oppression and wars continue to occupy the minds and hearts of many people. Russia, despite everything, continues to deny my son. Russia rejects real life and continues to live in darkness. If there is not a return to Christianity in Russia, there will be a third world war. The whole world will face ruin. If these apparitions are authentic, is there anything that we can learn from them in our present day? Well, a couple of things stand out. First, when Our Lady said that the Pope will flee Rome and be killed and Rome will be destroyed, there are a lot of prophecies over the last centuries that say that's going to happen during the chastisement. In fact, my video for this week was going to be over some of those prophecies, which I'll probably do either next week or in a later video. In another apparition that is neither approved nor condemned, Garambandal, there is apparently a prophecy that says once the Pope visits Moscow, on his return is when all of this is going to happen. Russia will invade and take over Europe, Rome will be destroyed, and the Pope will flee and be killed. Now, the Pope has never actually been to Moscow, and I don't mean the current Pope has never been to Moscow. I mean no Pope ever has visited Moscow. Well, guess who's going to Moscow this year? Pope Francis. Isn't that interesting? Another thing that stands out to me is in the 1987 apparition where she says, if there is not a return to Christianity in Russia, there will be a third world war. The whole world will face ruin. This, obviously, is the most concerning and the most relevant to today's situation. Now, this was back during the Soviet years of Russia when they were completely atheist. Today, that's not the case. The Russian Orthodox Church is far more prominent, and Putin himself even promotes it. So the question is, if this prophecy is true, has Russia converted to Christianity thoroughly enough to avoid it? You're going to find people on both sides. Some people say Russia is more Christian than the West, and in a lot of ways, that's true. The question is, does return to Christianity mean just a generic return to Christianity, or does it mean return to the Catholic Church? If it means return to the Catholic Church, that hasn't happened yet. Until my next video, God bless.